To the shepherd the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, in today's Gospel of this Pentecost Tuesday, our Lord puts before us a parable concerning his flock and the door by which the sheep and little lambs can enter. But there are many false followers of our Lord in this world, false sheep who claim to listen his words but do not obey his commands. These poor people are called heretics, and we should pray for them constantly, especially if there should be any in our own family, and pray for them to convert and to hear again the words of Christ our Savior. In order to demonstrate how the heretics try to break unlawfully and destroy God's little lambs by false doctrine, I'll tell you today an old Spanish fairy tale named the Carlanco. Carlanco is a mystical monster, kind of like a Spanish boogeyman. So there, once upon a time, there was a sheep that had three little lambs, all well brought up and well behaved. One day, when the mother had to go to the mountains, she saw a wasp drowning in a stream. So the mother sheep held out a branch to the wasp, which it got hold and was saved. "God reward you. You have done me a work of real mercy," said the wasp to the sheep. "If ever you have any need of me, go to that ruined wall where my convent is. I have many little cells there, but they are very modest, as our community is very poor and has no means to furnish them. Inquire for the abbess, that is, for me, and I will at once come to your assistance and do for you all that lies in my power." On saying this, the wasp flew away, singing her matins. A few days later, early in the morning, the sheep said to her little lambs, "I am going to the mountain for a bundle of wood. Shut yourselves in, bar up the door, and be very careful not to open to anyone, because the Carlanco is wandering about here. Do not open the door until I say to you, 'Open, my darlings, open, I am your own fond mother.'" The little lambs, who were very dutiful, did exactly what their mother had told them to do. Later in the day, they heard someone calling at the door, saying, "Open, I am the Carlanco, and can break down rocks and mountains." The lambs had barred the door up very strongly, so they answered from within, "Open it, strong one." And as the Carlanco was not able to do that, it went away in anger, promising them that it would get them yet. The following morning, it hid itself and heard what the mother said to the little lambs, which was the same as the day before. When the Carlanco thought enough time had passed, it went to the door and, imitating the sheep's voice, said, "Open, my darlings, open, I am your own fond mother." The little lambs, believing that it was their mother, went to the door and opened it, and saw that the Carlanco itself was there. They hurried off with all their might, and by means of the ladder, which they pulled up after them, they got on the roof, where the Carlanco could not get at them. The monster was angry because of this. It closed the door and began raging about and snorting in such a manner that the poor little lambs shivered with fright. But then the mother sheep arrived and called her lambs to open the door. But she heard them crying out from the roof that they could not, as the Karlanko was in the house. When the sheep heard this, she flung down her bundle of wood, and with the speed of lightning she flew to the convent of wasps, and knocked at the door. "Who is it?" inquired the porter, that is, the doorkeeper. "Sister, I am a little sheep at your service." "A sheep here, in this convent of devout and indigent wasps? Go off, I have no alms to give. Go your way, and heaven protect you," said the porter. "Call the abbess to come quickly," said the sheep. "If not, I will go for the bee hunter whom I saw near here." The porter was frightened at this threat, so she went and called the abbess, who came, and to whom the sheep recounted what had happened. "Be of good heart, sheep," said she. "I will help you. Let us be off to your house." When they arrived, the wasp crept into the house through the keyhole and began to sting the Karlanko, first in the eyes and then on the nose, in such a manner that the monster came so frightened that it opened the door and ran off like the whirlwind. Dear children, Monster Karlanko, just like the people who spread false doctrines, wanted to get in to the home of the little lambs. And unfortunately, in similar manner, many people would want to belong to the Church of God, the Catholic Church, but they want to follow their own ideas, not the teachings of Jesus. The Church truly is the house of the little lambs, and if you want to have good lives, you need to live in God's church. Only those lambs who answer only to their mother, the church, shall find pastures, as our Lord says, meaning heaven. No monsters who try to break their ways to heaven can enter there. This is what Jesus told today the monsters of his time, the Pharisees. You cannot enter heaven in any other way except Jesus. If you try to break in some other way, you yourself should become a monster. So ask yourself, have you behaved like a faithful little lamb, always answering to the call and commands of Jesus? Have you always listened to his voice and kept his commandments? Or have you offended him by your ingratitude and disobedience, and this way let the monster Karlanko into your soul? If so, be sorry of your sins and of your ingratitude. Return to the Mother Church, whose voice is always right, and call the Holy Ghost to sting the monster away and rekindle in you the fire of love of God and of his church. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.